This edition of Broncos TV is brought to you by Comcast.
With the Comcast Triple Play, you get high-speed internet, digital cable TV, and unlimited local and long-distance home phone service. And now when you order the Comcast Triple Play, we'll throw in Denver Broncos cornerback Champ Bailey. Okay, I didn't actually mean that you get Champ Bailey. I meant that as a bonus, you'll receive the digital sports tier with access to exclusive Denver Broncos programming. Get the Comcast Triple Play today and receive the digital sports tier free for an entire year.
What's going through your mind?
I just look at it as a great opportunity, you know, to replace the legend. I look at it, I'm just going to try to do the best I can and win the position and go from there.
Is it intimidating? I mean, you know, we have people here trying to replace John Elway. You're replacing kind of the John Elway kickers.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about it. I'm just going to try to not think about it. You know, I've talked to Jason a few times. He's real positive, and he's got confidence in me. I've got confidence in myself. I know I can do it, and I'll just try to do the best I can.
You
know, take it from there.
He does have confidence, and he told us he had one of the strongest legs he's ever been around. Talk about that. Is that your strength?
That's my strength. But I'm working on the consistency. I've been hitting the ball really well, clean balls, and that's really flattering coming from a guy like Jason Neal. He's been around so long, saying I have a strong leg. No, that means a lot to me.
No, you've had a lot of opportunities. What's going on in your career?
You know, I kind of came out of college just big leg, inconsistent. I went to Detroit just to work with Jason Hansen, learn. It was a dead end job going into it, which I knew. I went just to get some exposure, and worked out well. Hit 4 for 4 on field goals, kicked off well. Then I had a bunch of workouts that year, and I had options on where I wanted to go next year. I chose Miami, and then the day after I signed, the coaching staff left. So the new coach came in and wanted a veteran kicker, and I'm obviously not a veteran kicker. So they signed Jay Feely, guaranteed him a lot of money. So I was kind of in the same situation I was in Detroit. So then when I was released from there, I had 3 teams bringing me in, and Atlanta signed me first. And we all know what happened there. I had a good game, then a bad game. You know, it happens, and it's just a shame, you know, it happened. But everything happens for a reason, and I'm here. So
hopefully it'll work out. That Jason moved.
Yes and no, you know, because I know it's business, you know, it's what he's going to do, it's best for him and his family, and that's what he did. And he told me, even during the season, he said he wants to stay here, but if there's one other team, he'd go to Atlanta, because that's where he went to high school, I think.
Yeah. They talked about Vanderjagt, they talked about this, that, whatever. They didn't draft a kicker. So in your mind, is it your job to lose?
Yeah, I'd say for now it is. You know, they brought in another free agent kicker.
Right.
But I look at it like this. If I kick my best, I don't think there's a lot of people out there that could beat me out at this point.
Champ Bailey sat where you sat a few weeks ago, and nothing against you.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, yeah, I'm kind of surprised we let Jason Elam go. He won 4 games for us last year. That's kind of all he did for us.
Yeah.
But not to knock you at all, but do you kind of understand where some of the veterans are kind of like?
Oh, yeah, I totally understand. It's for me, I have to go out, and even in practice, I have to prove myself continuously. And just to prove to all the veterans and as well as some of the coaches, you know, because I'm sure some of the coaches wanted to keep Jason around because he's so consistent and clutch. Now I just have to prove it in practice and preseason, then hopefully during the season.
How do you get that consistency that maybe has been lacking so far?
I'd say, you know, just experience. And I've, you know, picking up different tools from everybody, learning a lot from every team I've gone to. I look at the veterans, like they're obviously doing something right. So I take bits and pieces from everybody and try to apply it to myself.
It seems like kickers are on the shortest possible leash.
Mm-hmm.
We all saw what happened to Paul last year. How does that weigh on your mind?
You try not to think about it. You just go out and, you know, if you have tempo and technique, that's what Coach O'Brien always stresses. You know, don't worry about results. Just worry about your technique and the results will come with it.
Considering how dramatic last year was, the first game ended on a last-second kick, the last game ended on a last-second kick, you mentioned yourself, you don't have a lot of experience. Have you ever let your mind wander to think, all right, it's my job, game's on the line, here, I know it's a long way away, but because it happened so much last year, here you are running out there. You haven't been in that position because you've bounced out of Atlanta to Miami. Have you kind of put yourself in that position?
Yeah, I was actually there, and I witnessed it in person the last game. So I had kickoffs the last couple weeks, and I got to see it in person, and I got to watch how Jason handled himself going into it. And, you know, hopefully I'll be able to do the same thing he did last year.
From a technical standpoint, going from Atlanta to here, what have you gotten from Jason and Scott that has helped you not spray the ball as much and be more consistent? Because you said you've been kicking the ball probably as well as you have.
Yeah, I haven't even, knock on wood, I haven't missed a kick out here yet when I'm working out. But you know, just instead of trying to pound the ball so much and kicking 65, you know, yard field goals, just from 40 and in, just being consistent. Every single one, just nice, smooth, good rotating balls and right down the middle.
Isn't that, I mean, Jason's told me that he had to learn that he'd always, like, when early in his career, like, see how high over the net
uh-huh,
he'd get
yep.
it and everything. But once he learned to just take mm-hmm. it like real easy, he knew he had enough leg from 40
right.
under. Is that kind of what you learned?
Yeah, that's kind of, when I came out of college, I remember when I first went to Detroit, they asked me how I liked the ball held. I said, I don't care, just put it down, I'll kick it, you know? And I've learned a lot just from different leans on the ball, different, you know, just a bunch of little things like the tilt in the ball, less height, you know, if you kick the ball really high, the wind's gonna affect it more, so I've taken height off, actually. And just, you know, instead of kicking the ball your hardest every time, just kick it 80% and real smooth. Then once you get past 55 yards, then you start kicking a little harder, put
Have
more
you done
into
anything
it.
Different with your steps or anything?
Yeah, they've Coach O'Brien, last year when I was working with him during season, tweaked me a little bit. And just with my stance and little things like that.
How did he tweak it? I mean,
you know, I used
steps
to,
or?
No, same steps, just more, you know, over the ball instead of upright, you know, and just keep my, you know, if you want to fall into it. Instead of, I'd kind of just like start, you know, not run into it, but, you know, step and go.
So you're just your body uh-huh. posture?
Yeah, it's more balanced, you know, it's easier to get more smooth, basically.
So you've changed the height of the ball, you've changed your own uh-huh. posture, and you've changed the way you've, in terms of trying to kill the ball, is that pretty
yeah,
much
yeah, yeah, try to get rid of that. And I'm trying to teach my little brother that, who's kicking for his high school. He's still hard-headed, he doesn't want to listen, but hopefully he'll see soon.
And you said you've hit every, how many would you say you've taken?
Oh, man, probably. I haven't gone back past like 50, but probably like 60 balls.
Man.
Yeah, so I'm hitting the ball really well. I'm real confident. I got a lot of confidence going into OTAs next week.
You know much about your competition, the new free?
No, I don't. I don't worry about that. I just worry about myself. You know, I used to worry about that. Now I just do. If I kick my best, that's all I can do, so worry about that.
Are you still expecting a veteran, or have they told you at this point that they have no trust in you, that with at least some competition there, that you guys are going to battle it out, and then if things don't work out, then
uh-huh.
veteran.
Yeah, I don't know. You never know what goes on behind closed doors, but I just look at it, just do my part. And I know when they worked out Mike Marinjack, I actually had to go help out with the workout. So I've seen veterans. I know I put myself up against anybody. So it's, you know, open competition. We'll see what happens.
You tilt the ball the wrong way. And do that.
No, I didn't. They didn't have me holding for him, or else, you know, I don't think he would have had a good workout. But
who's holding for you?
Danny and Sam are rotating when we go out there, the snaps and holds. They're both doing a great job.
Is the kickoffs at this point the best part, the thing you're most comfortable doing?
Yeah, kickoffs is just, you know, for me, it's just, I don't even think about it anymore. I just go out there and do it, and usually decent results. That's always been my strength, even in college.
Now, part of you think, man, this is my chance. I mean, this is what mm-hmm. I waited for. This is really my opportunity.
Yeah, this is the best opportunity I've been in besides Atlanta. Atlanta, I had a great opportunity. It's rough. I had a bad day, you know, so they let me go. They actually wanted to bring me back, though, but I came here before. So, you know, this, I wouldn't say it's my last opportunity, hopefully, but hopefully it'll work out here and I'll be here for a while.
When you, is it Danny, Brett, Sam, you, is there someone else too?
I'm not sure what his name is, new kicker. I know he's from Oklahoma.
One other kicker.
Yeah.
When you guys are in the locker room, you talk and stuff. I mean, this is not a situation you run into every mm-hmm. day. You know, a team like the Broncos that's won a lot of games,
uh-huh.
having this unsettled. You guys talk about that much, about just what an opportunity is for all you guys?
Yeah, we all talk. It's a great opportunity for all of us because we're all young. Everybody, I think the oldest guy is 24, and I'm 23, so we're all young and hopefully get more experience and get better. So we've all been around the league, different teams, so